Six Basic Rules of Business Etiquette by KJ Henderson. Adapted for Angle Intercept by Dominic Butler. Children learn that the golden rules of life, such as saying please and thank you, are common courtesies that will allow them to excel socially. The same is true within business environments. An individual who exhibits politeness and decorum is often rewarded with success in his chosen field. There are, however, additional formalities he must learn to assure that he is viewed by superiors, peers, and customers as a pleasant and cultivated professional. Promptness. Perhaps the easiest way to exhibit professionalism is to consistently be punctual. On a daily basis, one must arrive at the office on time, ready to work. This action alone speaks volumes to both managers and peers, demonstrating the individual's seriousness regarding her work. She must also be prompt when meeting with others, supervisors, clients, and prospective employers. Excessive tardiness means that the non-offending parties must often wait, often at the expense of their own promptness to their next appointment. Preparation. In addition to arriving on time, business etiquette means that an individual must be prepared to conduct the business at hand. She must have all resources, such as reports, sales brochures, and other documents, ready for use. If interviewing a potential new employee, she must have all questions for the candidate prepared. Failure to do so makes her appear sloppy and unprofessional. Appearance. An individual who wishes to be taken seriously in the workplace must dress appropriately for his environment. If his office culture is to dress in formal business clothes, he must wear a jacket and tie at all times. On the other hand, if his industry dictates a t-shirt and jeans, he would look pretty silly dressed in a tuxedo. By wearing appropriate clothes for his line of business, he ensures that everyone he comes in contact with will take him seriously. Decorum. An individual's attitude and behavior exhibit just as much about his seriousness as his wardrobe does. Excessive use of slang, profanity, and other offensive language is an immediate sign of unprofessionalism. Additionally, the spreading of gossip and communication of private or confidential information does not win him any points with colleagues and customers. Email formatting. When communicating with colleagues and customers via email, a professional should use the same greetings and salutations she would use in standard correspondence. Dear, sincerely, please, and thank you go a long way in ingratiating herself in the receiver's good graces. Additionally, she must never type emails in all capital letters, as this is similar to yelling at someone. Communication appropriateness. A professional must be mindful of the subject matter of all spoken and written conversations. Telling rude jokes and sending profanity in correspondence is not only offensive to some, but is often against corporate policies.